Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, today marks Independence Day for the United States, with many Americans donning their red, white and blue in celebration. Ireland always has strong links with the US throughout the years, has always had strong links with the US throughout the years, with significant numbers of Irish people, of course, emigrating to the States. But has that relationship been changing in recent years? Are we still, as Mary Harney famously said, closer to Boston than Berlin? Well, Rosemary McCabe is a writer who moved to Indiana only 2 years ago. She joins us now. You're very welcome, Rosemary, to the programme this evening. As I said, you moved to Indiana in 2020.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Good. I think there's a little delay in the line, but that we'll work with it. Was it always on the cards to move to the States?
No, not at all. I mean, I wasn't somebody who had this kind of American dream in mind. My sister moved here, and I think hers was quite accidental as well. She's a fashion designer, so she was moving around Europe and then ended up in the US. And then I came over to visit her, and I was working completely freelance as a writer, so she suggested that I apply for a visa, and kind of one thing led to another. I met a guy over here. We're now married and have a baby, so I'm not coming back, but it wasn't necessarily in the plans that it would go that way.
So it was really the relationship that made you decide to move, as opposed to being drawn to the American dream.
Well, actually, it was the relationship with my sister more than anything else. She has four kids over here, and I was at home and just wasn't seeing them, obviously, very often. And, you know, felt like I was at home. I didn't have a family of my own. I didn't have a mortgage. And I thought, why not go over there and try and spend more time with her and the kids? And then I met Brandon, and we ended up having a kid. So it's family more than him specifically. But okay. You know, he was a minor factor.
He was a factor also. Okay. So then in terms of what you're, because I think a lot of us, when we think of America, and maybe I'm wrong, very interested to hear from listeners on this to 51551, but I think certainly many of us have a strangely sort of emotional connection with the US, sort of a sense of kinship with the US, and a sense of understanding, maybe, you know, in terms of culture and how we approach things, or we would have done, at least. Would you have had that?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely the sense that we're kind of the same. Do you know what I mean? Because there's so many Irish people have come to America, that America always felt to me like kind of the same but better. So the same but shinier, the same but bigger, the same but more, and, you know, more of everything. But I think after actually moving over here, and, you know, the time that I did move, kind of towards the end of the Trump presidency, I feel like post Obama, there's definitely been like a disillusionment with what America is. And I think it's become more clear to people that actually America isn't this like great kind of liberal utopia that in a way we were all kind of fooled into thinking that it was.
Oh, I think if we lost Rosemary's line.
I know I am kind of reevaluating our view on that.
Yeah, sorry, your line just dropped out there a little bit, but I think we got the gist of what you were saying, that post Obama, when Trump came, maybe our views started changing. And I wonder, I actually remember writing about this actually in the Sunday Times a couple of years ago on the same topic. And I was hypothesizing at the time that it wasn't that Trump changed America, it was that Trump showed us America.
Oh, I would 100% agree with that. And definitely, I mean, it's where I am, right? So I'm in the American Midwest. I'm in Indiana, which is a red state. But I think Trump showed the rest of the world that actually America can be very traditional. It can be very kind of fundamentalist, its values and its outlook. You know, there's a lot of kind of religion that affects America in a way that I think, being in Ireland, we think, oh, religion affects Ireland too much. But it never really occurred to us that it affected America as much as I'm now realizing it does, if that makes sense.
Mm. So how have you found it then, Rosemary, in the last while? Because, you know, there's been such enormous changes. Yeah, I mean, watching from here, and well, I suppose one of the changes isn't a change at all with all the really upsetting mass shootings that we're seeing, which obviously we've been seeing for decades now, but, you know, Uvalde being the most recent, most fresh and very horrific. And then obviously all the Supreme Court changes, a sense of a different place to live maybe than what we might have all imagined.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been hard. Obviously, speaking from like my own personal experience, to come from Ireland, and I would have been very kind of vocal about the campaign to repeal the Eighth Amendment, and to feel like coming from Ireland, which was making such great strides forward, and then being in America, which I feel a lot of us would agree is making all these strides backwards. It has been a really weird kind of culture shock. And I think like one of the most surprising things to me is realizing and recognizing that even though we share a language and we share a lot of the same kind of kind of history in terms of Irish people coming here and immigration, it's actually a completely different country and it's a completely different culture. And I hadn't really realized or accepted that, just in terms of like their attitudes to guns, their attitudes to universal healthcare, their attitudes to socialism. Like, I have a lot of friends here who would be similarly liberal, I thought, to me. And then I hear them say things sometimes when they talk about like how they hate unions and they think unions are all bad, or, you know, they'll describe themselves as fiscally conservative, which basically means they're a liberal until it comes to spending any of their money. So like, they wouldn't mind universal healthcare, but they won't pay for it.
Could I jump in here, Rosemary? I'm fascinated by that because you're well placed to answer this question. I just wonder, what is our Irish people's greatest misconception about America?
I think we don't realise that Irish people, compared to Americans, are incredibly liberal. I think coming from Ireland, I would have thought, I come from this small country that has a lot of kind of religion in its culture and in its attitudes, and you would think of Ireland as being quite conservative in some aspects. You know, if you even think about like in our parents' generation, it would have been unheard of to have a baby out of wedlock, for example. But actually coming to America, I'm like, you know what, a lot of America is still quite like that and still holds those views. Religion still has like firm kind of tenterhooks in the education system in a lot of places, and people just have a lot of very kind of traditional fundamentalist values that I think I wouldn't. I mean, coming from Ireland, I think of America as being New York and LA, like what you see on TV and what you might see on your holidays, you know, going over to do the Christmas shopping. But you don't realize that America is so big, it's so vast, and actually an awful lot, I would say most of America, is much more traditional and much more conservative than we see.
Okay, and indeed a texter to 51551 agrees with you. They say, as an American living in County Carlow for 5 years, safe to say that Irish Americans by and large are far more conservative than the people of contemporary Ireland. Irish Americans.
Possibly
that's it.
Right.
Sorry,
I'll
ask you, Rosemary, about that just before we let you go. Would you find Irish Americans particularly to be more conservative, or do you notice any difference?
So I don't know any Irish Americans in Fort Wayne myself, other than my sister, but I did join a few Facebook groups for Irish expats. And like a lot of that crossover is kind of Irish Americans or, you know, who've been here for a few generations. And I was shocked by how many of them ended up being Republicans or would post things that were very much pro guns or, you know, pro religion. And I was going, Ireland's not like that anymore. You know what I mean? Like, they think that because they're Irish, they're very religious, and because they're Irish, they're very, you know, into family values and farming. And I'm like, Ireland's not like that anymore. And I think there's been a real disconnect there.
Yeah, and Mike in County Carlow agrees with you. He says, would also say that Irish Americans have a very outdated understanding of contemporary Ireland. Rosemary, so good to talk
100%.
To you again. And thank you so much for joining us. No doubt we'll talk to you again soon. That's Rosemary McCabe, a writer who is living in Indiana.